are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Hello, 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 and welcome to CJSF, the campus and community radio station here at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, BC. My name is Nicole Hines, and I'm back for another episode of Beats and Eats here from 1 to 2 p.m. And during the hour, I like to chat about food and share interviews and stories about food security and events. Plus, I mix dope beats and that I'm loving throughout, you know, the show. As Black History Month winds down in less than 10 days, I want to talk about an event that I went to on the evening of Friday, February 6th. I talked about it a bit at the end of last month, probably even at the beginning of the month. So here it is. I attended the Black Brilliance in BC event at Surrey City Hall. It was like around from 4 to 7. I think I got there like shortly after 5. And it was an amazing evening of inspirational speakers. There was community. There was food. I didn't get a chance to eat, but I did get to listen to some great music, so I am going to share how my experience was. One of the main things that was helped to kickstart that evening that I got the opportunity to catch was the inspirational conversation that was moderated by Dr. Yaboam Gilpin Jackson, who's an author, founder of SLD Consulting, and Vice President of People, Equity, and Inclusion here at SFU. The panel consisted of, it was like a pretty like heavy hitter kind of panel, because there was Vancouver Whitecaps icon, former player and coach Carl Valentine. MLA George Anderson was there from Nanaimo, Lanceville, and he's also the Parliamentary Secretary of Transit. Kenneth Headley, Delta School District Principal, was also there. And Diversity's Director of Settlement and Community Development, Meheret Bizra, was there as well. I also got to see who won the awards for the Black Brilliance in BC Awards. So not only was it a show that had a panel of inspirational speakers, as well as entertainment, there was also an award ceremony happening at a portion of the evening. So the Rising Star Award went to Ashley Carew. Tobias Brown won the Trailblazer Award, and the Luminary Award went to Jeff Aibonte. So, like I mentioned, I wasn't there very long, but I did get the opportunity to catch the first song from a group named Mivule. They incorporate the styles of reggae, Afrobeat, and dub in English as well as in Luganda. So here is a clip of their performance.
Are you ready for some original reggae music?
Yeah, ready.
Again, that was Afro-reggae band Mivule at the Black Brilliance in BC event. They were so great. I'm so glad I got the a chance to catch them. Now I'm going to talk about some events that are happening for the remainder of this month in celebration of Black History Month. And many of these events are actually free 99. So I'm really excited about it. Some of the events that I'm going to be sharing are events that I'm going to be attending. So the first one that I want to share is one that I'm not going to have the ability to attend, but I am thrilled about it. It is an event happening at SFU next week on Thursday, February 26th. An event called Celebrating Black Heritage Through Caribbean Cuisine is taking place at the Dining Commons. This Black History Month event is in partnership with the Black Student Center, and it features Caribbean-inspired dishes by Chef Cullen David of Calabash Bistro. And fun fact, I used to work at Calabash back in the day when I first arrived in Vancouver streets. His recipes will highlight the diversity of Black culinary traditions and bring people together through food. So no RSVP is necessary for this. However, regular dining commons door rates are going to apply. The event does go on from about 5 p.m. and until about 9 p.m. If you check the show notes later today or tomorrow, you should have some information about that. Now let's get into some community events. Like I mentioned, I plan to attend. These are all free. On Saturday, February 21st, the Asamba Center, which is an African arts and culture center, is hosting a PAD in BC think tank Leadership Summit and the Asamba Market and Food Eatery. The event will celebrate the leadership, excellence, and resilience of people of African descent in British Columbia with keynote speakers, panel discussions, networking, policy dialogues, and cultural showcases. So I am excited. It is a two-day event, so they are also doing it on the 22nd. Unfortunately, I can't make it on the 22nd, but I'm definitely going to be there on the 21st. Now, the next day, the 22nd, which is the Sunday, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., there is an event called Black Artistry Night, Band Celebrating African Dance in Vancouver. The evening is going to feature a watch-along of Geometry of Power, which is a 50-minute dance theater performance exploring the psychological and physical impact of borders set against the historical backdrop of the 1884 Berlin Conference. This show promises to inspire meaningful reflection and dialogue, and then to conclude the night, they're going to also host a discussion on dance with a focus on African dance and its presence in Vancouver's art scene. Then, on Thursday, February 26th, the Black Entrepreneurs will appreciate an event called Celebrating Black Entrepreneurship happening at BDC Square in Vancouver from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Guests can connect with fellow Black business owners and financial professionals at a networking event hosted by BEBC Society in partnership with BDC and BBABC. Again, I will have information about that in the show notes as well. Then on Friday, February 27th, from 5 to 10 p.m., the Canada Black Music Archives expands its national presence with its first official Black History Month showcase in Vancouver. And it's presented by Word Media Group with the support of TD Bank Group, and it's going to be taking place at the Museum of Vancouver. So what can you expect? Well, you can expect live performances by Ndidi Cascade, Dee Daniels, Carrie McClelland, and Henry Brown. There's also going to be veteran broadcaster Lyndon V, who's going to be the MC for the evening. So I mentioned that the event is going to take place from 5 to 10, but I should also add that there is going to be a meet and greet from 5 to 6 as well. Now, The event that I am actually going to be able to attend, because I think I'm going to try to go to the event that I just mentioned for the meet and greet. And then I'm going to be heading over to an event called the Black History Month Meditation and Reflection Gathering. So that is also happening on Friday, February 27th. This event is happening at 6:30 p.m. And this event is powered by Beck's Wellness in collaboration and support with AfroVan Connect, Black Space Media Inc., and Shambhala Vancouver. So the evening invites participants to slow down together, set shared intentions, and experience the grounding power of presence and belonging. In a world that often asks us to move quickly and carry a lot, this space is an offering to pause together. And friends, I really need that. I am a huge believer of grounding and slowing down and meditating in the way that works for you. So I am really ecstatic about that. And then the last Black History Month event that I hope to attend is an art exhibition called Home is a Point in Time. So that's taking place on Saturday, February 28th at 6 p.m. This is actually a walkthrough art experience with music exploring the radical act of Black homemaking. So this exhibition invites guests to witness the Black interior and how Black care persists even in borrowed spaces. So a lot is happening. Again, I will include information in show notes just in case you want to attend something. Again, the events that I mentioned are free, $99. So yeah, if you have the time, I hope to see you out in the streets. Now I'm going to shift gears to play my first set of beats for the day. So these tracks are all by an artist named Danny Brown. Danny Brown was actually born Danielle Duane Sewell, and he was born in Detroit. Danielle gave us his unique hood hipster persona in the late 2000s, and I located his studio album, which happens to be his sixth studio album, released in November 2025 on the CGSF digital library, and the album is called Stardust. So I am about to play a few tracks.
before they chiseled the last four numbers on my tombstone. Know I left so many sons behind, could fill a group home. Inspired your favorite, so label me the greatest. This road was filled with potholes till I came through and paved it. Made it out of city where most just give up. Don't play the hard work and say it's just good luck. Used to write rhymes till I start to tear up. Lost a couple punchline cause the ink smeared up. Now I made it past a decade. Who the top dot in Tepe? And that's me, the big three. Don't give a f- what they say. Don't care about the sales unless we moving them bills. And got fronted a loan from Mexican cartels. But it's still life or death. It ain't hard to tell. An interview snitching still to make a sale. It's a cold world out there. Keep your snorkel zipped up. Doing anything for content. See them numbers go up. How we go from mixtapes to clickbait. Try to play me, tell me how my fist tastes. Punching in on my right till my wrist break. So they can see the words every time they hit play. Rewind a couple times to understand what I'm trying to say. Still be doing this if the pay was minimum wage. A God MC, cause he talked through me. Just a vessel with a message. In due time you'll see. Was an addict with a habit cause his life couldn't grasp it. Magic when I sit behind the mic with a passage, sorta like the book of Daniel, was trapped with them lions. Well, I believe, interpreted my dreams, I know who I am. I walk around this earth with my head held high, cause I know I told the truth, and this game is a lie. Sleeping real good at night, cause I'm proud of myself. Say a prayer and I wake up because that rehab helped. When I didn't have hope, I was turning to drink until I pass out, cause I just couldn't cope. Everything I went through had me drowning on the surface. Discover who I am, now I know my life purpose. So it was all worth it, not just pay me mine. I put my lifetime in between the paper lines. Every album is a chapter, when I die that's life after. So go back and listen, see I'm more than a rapper. Don't care about awards, not what I'm doing it for. Believe in yourself and don't have a care in the world about what anybody think. Can't what they drink when the fat lady sings. Just know you lived your dreams.
What's up? black men do. Can't never get a hold of control of you. Always talking out your mouth, negative thoughts, thinking to get your ass off the couch. You ain't never outside, always in a house, crying about how things ain't never working out. Why you always waiting, so busy with your hating? Never out working, and you wonder why you're hurting all that hate in the heart. Got you always in the dark, but you never see the light. Don't know where you been a star. Need to get out on the grind, everything gonna be fine. Worry about yours, not worrying about mine. Need to get in line, do shine, do shine. Feel like you at the bottom, but you never try to climb. Here we go, here we go. Come back around, just like merry-go. Moving too fast, think we need to take it slow. Dim my light, just to see you glow. Here we go, here we go. Come back around, just like merry-go. Moving too fast, think we need to take it slow. Dim my light, to see you glow. So you know what's up. Double down and double up. I don't know where to go with us. Break me down, lift you up. So you know what's up. Double down and double up. I don't know where to go with us. Break me down, lift you up.
Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
This is Bird Note. You've probably heard the old saying, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Well, it's a very old saying, and it's gone through some changes over the years. The phrase first pops up in a 7th century Aramaic proverb. Better is a sparrow held tight in the hand than 1,000 birds flying about in the air. An English book from the 15th century had this version. It is more certain a bird in your fist than to have three in the sky above. 100 years later, there was another old English saying, better one bird in hand than 10 in the wood. In each era, the pragmatic wisdom is clear. Hold on to the sure thing rather than taking a gamble on something better. The old saying eventually made it to Pennsylvania, where there's a town named Bird in Hand. Legend has it that when two road surveyors in the early 1700s were trying to decide whether to stay the night where they were working or head back to Lancaster, one cited the bird in hand proverb. They decided to stay, and the place was named Bird in Hand. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Hello, hello, hello. I am back after that set. I hope it got you shaking, moving, and all the things. Let's go through some of the tracks that we heard. So the first track that we heard from Danny Brown was Copycats, and that was featuring Underscore. After that, you heard the track Book of Daniel, and that was featuring Kadeka. And then the set ended with the track Lift You Up, and all of these tracks were off of the 2025 album Stardust. So as you know, I love to talk about food on Beats and Eats. I